We few are witnessing the fulfillment of Bible prophecy right before our eyes. The leadership of Jehovah's Witnesses is directly involved in its fulfillment. How so? By their inability to comprehend the message presented in prophecy, they are fulfilling these words recorded in Isaiah. For Jehovah has poured a spirit of deep sleep on you. He has closed your eyes, the prophets, and he has covered your heads, the visionaries. Every vision becomes for you like the words of a sealed book. When they give it to someone who can read, saying, "Read this out loud, please," he will say, "I cannot, for it is sealed up." And when they give the book to someone who cannot read, saying, "Read this, please," he will say, "I cannot read at all." Isaiah 29:10-12. As an example of their interpretive ineptitude, in the daily text, the somnolent prophets apply the prophecy to ancient Israel, which only applies in a very limited way. But in the explanation of verse 29 in the same 30th chapter, they claim this aspect will be fulfilled in the new world. That verse says, "And the light of the full moon will become like the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will become seven times stronger, like the light of 7 days, in the day that Jehovah binds up the breakdown of his people and heals the severe wound from the blow he inflicted." Some thinking person might realize that the severe wound God will inflict upon his people must come before God defends them at the war of Armageddon. Just don't expect those who boast of being the explainers of all things biblical to understand this. They can't. Jehovah has poured a deep sleep upon them.